In this world, nightmares lurk. They hide in our neighborhoods, walk our streets, wear our faces. But they are not us. They are the world's best kept secret, and we are gonna find them. Welcome to Uncanny Valley Cancer Cell.
Hello everyone, and welcome. This is a Chronicles of Darkness tabletop campaign played in the Hunter the Vigil storyteller system. Last time on our show, our party encountered a face that is very familiar to those of you who listened to our first campaign, Ember the Demon. They encountered him in a theater in Chicago, helping JD's Touchstone Mackenzie sort out her family curse. In the process of that, they found a portal to different times and places, which they discovered, thanks to Mason's unseen sense, was related to angels, demons, and the God Machine. Coincidentally, at the same time, Vic and Dr. Wolf were body swapped, investigating a portal in a club across town.
Excuse me, but the technical term is Freaky Friday'd.
Sorry, Garrett. They were Freaky Friday'd.
Excuse you.
And in the course of further investigation, Wolf, who now is in the body of Vic, encountered Ember again, now introduced as the owner of the Cat's Cradle Club on the 59th floor of a building in downtown Chicago. Yes, John? Well, they haven't met yet.
Yeah.
Sorry. So, let's pick up there, shall we?
All right. So, Wolf is going to straighten out Vic's shirt, kind of, you know, make himself look good, I guess, but mostly just feel short. God, why is this man so short? And he extends a hand towards the owner of the bar.
The owner of the bar gives him a double-handed handshake and looks in his eyes and says, "Hi, my name is Mr. Harp. It's nice to meet you."
"Hello, Mr. Harp. My name is... well, my name's kind of complicated right now."
"Oh, I know the feeling. So what can I help you with?"
"Yes. Mr. Harp, is it possible for us to have a more private conversation?"
Sure. I have a private booth over here."
"Oh, fantastic, fantastic."
And just to reward everyone from last week, Wolf's gonna grab his orange sherbet monstrosity drink, take a selfie, send it to Vic, and then follow Ember to his private booth.
Ding.
"That bastard!"
Somewhere in an Uber in Chicago, Vic explodes.
So they slide into a two-person booth, set into the wall with a sort of large retaining sort of area around it. It's very private, actually, kind of behind the bar, up on the catwalk. So he sits down and he puts a hand in his pocket and he pulls out a bottle of water and like uncaps it and starts drinking.
"Now, Mr. Harp, my actual name is James Wolfe. Currently, I am in the body of one Vic Cooper."
"Oh, that sounds complicated."
"It is actually very complicated. This happened because we had a drink at your main bar. Third tap from the right, if I recall."
"Oh, this is awkward," he says, lacing his fingers in front of him. "Yeah, I lied about that. I'm not the owner." "But
oh,
but you don't want to meet the owner, so in a way I'm doing you a favor."
"Who's the owner?"
"The owner's not a very good person." "He's the one..."
"Are they a person?"
"Good question." "Technically, no. But that doesn't matter. The point is that you, I think, fell into a really unfortunate dimension, and now you're a little bit blended up. So What can we do about this?
I'm sure there's something to be done about that, but I if you know about these, what do you know about hell?
Oh, I know lots about hell, but hell is not really my story to tell, if you know what I'm saying. I could call someone, but
okay. God, I wish Mason was here. Mason's much better at pinpointing this sort of stuff. Darla thinks she is, but Mason's much better. Are you a person?
Stop making me say horrible things.
As a matter of fact, I do have a soul. Yes.
Darla is inexplicably angry.
Mason puffs up his chest a little bit.
Though I'm led to believe that that is a unique quality of mine.
Having a soul.
Oh, yeah. I wasn't exactly born, you know? I just kind of happened. But you didn't come here to talk about me. We came to talk about you.
No, I did come here to talk about you. Well, maybe not you. Okay. Look. I was in St. Louis, and I found a doorway.
Okay.
Well, I didn't find the doorway. A friend, Darla, found the door. My friend Darla, she found the doorway. And then we were all just kind of playing with it, and I fell through. And I found someone. Two people who were the same person. But they weren't. And I tried to save one. And I failed.
That must have been very traumatizing for you.
To put it mildly, but this isn't about my mental health. I need to know, can you save people who fall through these things?
I mean, it depends on what you mean by saving. And frankly, it depends on how much of a commitment you're willing to make, because if you're going to go against, you know, the plan, you have to really think about everything that happens after. Believe me, I've been there. It's really tempting to just yoink someone out and just be like, here you go, little bird, you're safe now. But it's really not that simple. It changes everything that happens after it. And then you got to go and do all this stuff to fix the things that you unfixed. And before you know it, it just consumes your whole life. And you realize that you didn't know what the hell you've been doing this whole time. And now you have all this other stuff. And you didn't come to talk about that anyway. The point is, I understand that it seems like the right thing to do in the moment, but take it from an expert. You really only want to save the people that are worth it. If it's just some guy you met, I mean, are you willing to give up your whole life just to save that one dude?
I mean, I don't know.
Well, you should probably think about it. I know I didn't. So anyway, how do we get you unblended? Okay, back.
I'm gonna be
wrong question.
Oh,
further
sorry.
Back. What blended you in the first place?
Okay, so long story short, saw a video, guy down to drink, went a little crazy, smoked a lot of movies. I did it. Friend of mine, kind of a patient. Our relationship's complicated. He went ahead and did it too. We ended up going through movies. I got to see him naked as a horse. It was a little weird.
Yeah, I tried that once. It wasn't for me.
You know, me neither. But that's beside the point. God, this sounds so much more natural coming out of my real voice. I miss my voice. Listen. We fell through a bunch of stories, it felt like, and then we landed back where we landed back here in the wrong bodies.
Oh,
does this make sense?
You mixed up your covers. Oh, wow, that's tricky.
Covers?
Don't ask. Well, seems like
covers.
We ought to check out the liquor. What do you say?
I mean, and he just chugs this Orange Julius sugar monstrosity.
Oh no, leave some for me. You're so mean. I thought we were friends.
I'll buy you one. I'll buy you one too.
You do that for me?
Hey, it's not my money.
You're the best. Never mind. I lied. You're not horrible. You're the best. Go buy me a drink.
Real quick. What are you?
I'm a mistake.
We all are. But what are you?
I don't really know anymore. I was one thing and then I was another thing and now I'm a different thing. You know, after a while you kind of realize it doesn't really matter what you are. You just are.
You know what? I think I like you.
Good, because you're going to buy me a drink. Come on. And with that, we'll cut to the rest of our crew. Did you guys go to the club?
Yeah, yes,
we're headed to the club.
All right, so that means
not
we're going to...
We don't need to take Ubers. We have a van.
So that means we got to sneak you all in.
Okay, real quick. How are you dressed? Because that's going to matter.
Shit. I mean, Daryl always
looks
good.
You sound like Garrett.
I would look... JD looked better than normal.
I will allow you to backtrack. Like if Vic thought to tell you it was a dress.
Well, I was
occasion.
Already dressed for Instagram.
Okay.
So I probably look pretty good.
I was dressed for work.
JD so not good. So cargo shorts and a t-shirt.
And a coat.
JD would have been dressed fairly
cargo
nicely.
Cargo shorts
probably
and a coat.
And a
it's, well, not shorts. Shirt.
Okay.
I'd be wearing pants to Chicago.
Okay.
You probably, I mean, you probably have that.
I mean, Chicago in the summer is still.
Well, it's
like,
fall. Yeah, it's September.
So it's probably still like 70 degrees.
Yeah. Probably jeans, college
shirt.
I do
have to ask, who dresses worse, JD or Mason?
Mason, I think.
Yeah.
Mason.
Because JD, I feel like he's been in the industry long enough to have like a baseline, like, I care kind of wardrobe. I don't think Mason necessarily has that.
JD dresses in the cargo shorts and the vest for the show.
Yeah.
Okay. And then he'll relax and, like, you know,
cargo
like regular just like sport shorts and shirts, but he has like real people clothing.
Yeah. Just cargo shorts and a vest is such a look.
it's like a tactical vest type thing with a wife beater under it.
All right, so I'm gonna say you all get a chance to change your clothes if you want to, or if you think your characters would.
Finery's a bit revolting, so I'd prefer not to.
Daryl puts on something skimpy. Why not? Let's do it.
JD would have already been in what I said, like, basically a button-down shirt with jeans.
I'm not particularly good at deceiving people, so do you need me to come along, or are you...
How about you drive? You can be the getaway car.
All right, yeah. I'll find something to do.
All right, cool. How long is Darla going to be taking? Is he a terrible driver?
No.
Well, Darla...
I just don't have points in it.
Darla already has her, like, on-camera makeup because we were doing some Instagram stuff earlier. So really, she probably just...
touch-up?
Yeah, do a little touch-up and throw on a dress and then...
Okay. No matter how long you take, then Vic is still going to be like, guys, come on!
Listen, we're going to a club.
He might already be dead in some Mad Max world as far as we know.
That's fine, but I'm going to look good when I find his body, so let's go.
If we're putting...
I love you, Darla.
If we're putting on a presentation, I'm not going to put on a full suit and everything, but at least I'll get a dress jacket and just wear that. And then as soon as they're out of the car, I want to get rid of that thing. Just get off. But I'll wear that since I'm driving.
So you all walk up to the podium where the bouncer is, the valet. He's looking at his tablet, looking at all of you.
Elbow, Darla.
So Darla kind of goes up there and sort of sidles up onto the...
Wait,
is it the same valet as earlier?
Yeah, it's the same guy.
Shit, okay. Yeah, no, it's like... Vic is going to step forward and jump.
And Wolf's body.
And Wolf's body.
The one who got him in the first place.
Hey, man, I had to step out for a little bit. I brought a little extra talent with me.
Uh-huh. How many?
Just another two.
Uh-huh. Yeah, go ahead.
You
he says.
Nervous.
I'm a little.
This is his first time he's ever been like taller than most people, so he's just kind of like leaning over him just a little bit. he's doing that Lyndon Johnson intimidation lean.
It's just I expected it to be easier to talk to you the second time, but yeah, I feel a little nervous.
Oh, just take a deep breath. You'll be fine. Trust me. I'm a doctor.
He's been lays into the horn twice. And bye, guys.
Fuck off. Sorry.
Then I go park the van.
Anyway, yeah. Go on ahead.
Go on
ahead, all right. Wolfman.
Stay beautiful.
I need...
What?
Yeah, we get in the elevator and this... Darla pulls it, looks over at him and is like, what the hell was that?
So, Wolf has things to talk to you guys about. It's pretty funny.
Oh, you bitch.
Well, hi.
Yeah, that's for the dreamsicle to drink.
We need to talk to Bubba.
No, Bubba.
Nothing like passive-aggressive Freaky Friday.
So while they're doing that, I'm going to find a nice, quiet spot to park, pull out my phone, my notebook, and the book I found.
Awesome. Do some studying.
And the brooch of my great aunt Bethany. And
yes.
If I'm just going to kind of sample through everything, see if I can commune with the brooch. And if I can't, I'm going to study the book. And if I find something useful in the book, I want to talk to Charlie about it.
Okay.
All the while waiting for somebody to be like, get the fucking car guy.
All right. Make me some rolls.
What would you like?
Let's see. How about presence occult for the brooch?
Okay. Two.
So with the brooch, you don't get a specific feeling like you have before, but you do get a attuned energy from it, and it essentially will give you a free dot on your investigation check. Your ancestor is backing you up and providing you with subtle insights as you study.
Okay. How timely. Then I'm going to spend time investigating the book and talking to Charlie about it.
All right, so roll me a straight investigate without your unseen sins.
Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do, plus one...
All right, so you go through and you are able to connect one of the symbols that you observed. You notice it appearing in the script. And so you're able to, although you don't know the meaning of the word, you do see it repeated, which is kind of the first step to trying to guess what it might be.
Right.
So you can continue that line of investigation at a later time to potentially guess at the meaning of that symbol. It would be the first one that I texted you this week. So, the rest of you go inside. You hop on the elevator and go up to the club.
Okay. Once we are inside, Wolf is probably going to start scanning the room, doing his best to find his body. It's probably very freaky to be specifically looking for yourself.
It is. In fact, you find it quite easily because Vic is striking.
Uh-huh.
You know very well how he looks.
Yes.
And because he has a really cute blonde guy hanging off of him at the bar upstairs.
There he is, next to the blonde cute guy.
That son of a bitch.
What are you so mad
about? Oh my god! It's that guy!
What guy?
I'm gonna start marching
over
there.
Yeah, we march over.
Like, I am like, seething.
Yeah.
JD is pissed. In fact... When we get to the guy who's guarding it, I'm just going to give him the heaviest look.
He tries to stop you. Make me a strength brawl.
It's going to be a physical.
It's not a brawl in the sense that it's a fight. It's a brawl in the sense that it's a grapple. He's trying to stop you from going up the stairs.
And I shall risk a willpower.
Oh, I'm sure you will.
I'll take the three dice and... the doubles on nines.
Nice.
Jesus, Bubba, chill out. Oh my god.
Holy shit.
He got 4. So you beat him. You immediately shake off his grapple and stalk past. And he is shaken enough that Darla and Vic managed to hustle up behind you.
Vic is gonna be trying to look as much like, please don't kill us over this. We are officially in able to be arrested territory. sorry, family emergency.
Not even on the mind.
The bouncer for the VIP section clips the rope closed again after you've knocked it over, and then runs off behind the stage.
Oh god. Okay. We're going to jail.
Hey, I didn't push nobody.
Wolf.
So Wolf is at the bar with has Ember told him his name yet?
He called himself Mr. Harp.
Okay, so Wolf is at the bar with Mr. Harp. He has bought Mr. Harp the giant daiquiri creamsicle thing. And he's currently munching on some bar pretzels. When he looks over, he sees a very angry JD.
And so then I told them, if they cared so much about the damn fountain, they should just buy a new watering fountain.
What's wrong with you? And I'll just grab him and like push him. Just a little bit. Not like a heavy push.
Okay.
Just a...
Not a rolling push?
I'm a here push. It's just like a light push.
He goes, woo, hello.
Jesus fuck, JD. What the hell?
I feel like I should mention JD, that I'm off the market. So if you could just...
This guy.
Leave room for Jesus. If that's the guy you believe in.
Hey, remember that thing I was trying to...
No, I'm not single, but it was really nice of you to buy that drink, and I mean it, you really are a cutie. Or I guess...
Oh, no, I'm just a little disappointed, so I'm not like... Trust me, we still have business to discuss, I'm just a little disappointed.
Oh gosh, should I make it awkward again?
No, you're fine. Always doing that. You're not JD who just came in here and pushed someone. Hey, what the fuck, man? Hey,
Wolf, shut up, Vic!
Well, hey, do you remember that cool thing I tried to call you about where I was like, hey, we found a cool portal, and then shit went weird? Do you remember that? You remember that cool conversation we almost had?
Guys? Oh, it's you guys!
Yeah, hi, Darla.
This crazy fuck was there.
Guess who we ran into when we were in that crazy portal? It's this guy. What? This guy.
Do you know the funny thing? I didn't recognize you until just now.
Guys, I really don't mean to be a hassle or anything, but the bouncer just ran backstage, probably to get assistance and call the police. We're totally fucked. Yeah.
Okay, all of you need to hide somewhere.
Bathroom. Let's go.
Okay. Do you think the bathroom is going to be the first place they look?
Okay, fine. Where's good?
Amber, you know things a lot about doorways and such. Get us out of here.
I really shouldn't, but...
You really should.
If Wyatt finds we're fucked. And he walks behind the VIP bar.
We're following.
Yeah, I'm right behind him.
Wait. Guys, what about the tab?
Oh, I put it on your card. Don't worry about it.
No. The tab. The drink.
Oh, the thing that, that thing.
Yes.
Oh, crap.
Yes, that thing.
Oh, you want to go back in?
Well, just anywhere to get out of here.
You know, that might get you unblended, now that I think about it.
It's not a bad idea.
All right, let's fucking do it. I don't know what the hell you're talking about. I'm entirely down.
It'll unfreaky Friday.
You're going to really explain some stuff soon.
You're cute. And then he turns around and walks down the stairs away from the VIP section and towards the bar on the bottom floor.
Okay. We're already going to get arrested, so Vic is going to just, like, hop the counter as best he can in this strange body. Should I have to roll for that?
Yeah, let's roll for that.
Okay, dexterity and what?
Dexterity athletics.
Okay, athletics. Whoa! Oh, wait, no, sorry, that's my sheet. I was surprised. I was pleasantly surprised. Okay. Two. He fails. He hops over the bar and just, like, what, beefs it?
He tries, but he just hits the bar and ends up, like, sheepishly walking around.
What the hell are you doing?
I was trying to be expedient. And he just like just grabs cups, like doesn't even pay attention to size. Like he fills up some of the drink in a pint glass, and then in a Collins glass, and then like a little like I don't know, draft bottle or something.
Sir, I'm sorry. The bartender is like, excuse me, sir.
Is that family emergency?
That. Oh my god, he is so bad.
The bouncers are already on the way, so you don't even have to worry about it. Guys, go.
Ember's just like, I'll have a tall one, please.
Fine. He tries to find a tall glass and just
get
like
drunk.
Vic, I've got to be honest. This, you know what? I don't get to say. You know what? I'll say this. I don't think this is a good idea.
What is your idea then?
Well, we don't seem like we have a lot of like choice here.
Are the bouncers coming yet?
Yeah. And in fact, a short and stocky man with a close buzz cut haircut.
Oh no, he's short and he knows how to fight. Let's get out of here.
I
look at Ember like, what do you think?
Bottoms up.
All right.
What happens after he takes the thing?
Wop, bobble, bop, wop, bamboo.
Dara tosses it back.
They're just tossing it back?
Yeah, glow.
Yeah. And all of you find yourself in a white space.
I want to know what that looks like from the outside. Just like, does the bouncer just come around and then they're just not there? Or does he actually like literally see them fading like, goodbye, goodbye.
And then like the cups fall.
Well, it is a change in reality. So it is as if you were never there.
Oh.
Oh. I was kind of imagining it like Bilbo when he puts the ring on, you know?
Oh, I suppose he had
Yeah. Everything gets all watercolory.
So it takes a minute for all of you to come back to yourselves. Wolf and Vic, please make me a presence occult roll.
Are we using our own stats?
This is a social, so use your own stats.
Okay.
Okay.
Presence and what now? Presence occult?
Presence occult.
Okay. I got nothing in a cult, so.
That's a chance die.
Oh, shoot. A chance die, yeah. I failed.
That's a fail.
Okay, so you are still, whenever your consciousness comes together, you are still in one another's form.
Ah, damn it.
God damn it.
And so, Darla, JD, you experience a slow joining of your consciousness, as I described earlier, but you are yourselves when you go in. And in the center of all of you is a short, black-haired woman with long hair and blue eyes. Okay, everyone make it. Yes?
I think so, but that was a...
Who are you?
This is new. Wait, where's Ember?
Oh, I'm that, yeah.
Oh!
Same-sies. Don't ask. Anyway. So.
Okay.
Cool. So you two are still blended, huh?
Looks like it. Yeah.
I guess so.
Okay. Well, we have two options. So we can wait here and see if Wyatt follows us, or we can go and potentially get lost.
Sorry, wait. Did you just say it follows?
No, he's a god. Wyatt.
Okay.
Oh, but it falls would be a terrible universe.
We're all just in a pool throwing stuff.
And some creepy old lady walks towards us in the background.
Oh, no. Okay.
Yeah, so we can wait here and see if Wyatt follows us, which would, on the one hand, be very dangerous and shitty. On the other hand, it would really help us confront him and solve this whole situation.
Wait a minute.
A Wyatt?
Yeah, who is Wyatt?
Shit.
Wait a minute, Wyatt! It's the name that was in that hat.
Yeah, it's an angel.
I'm starting to get the feeling that these angels aren't like, you know, Jesus angels. They're like, they're not the kind of like, help, hark, this is the word of God.
No.
Are you talking like million eyes, six wings sort of deal?
Some of them, yeah.
Oh, good.
Oh, that sounds bad.
How do you know about that?
I read. I also played a lot of video games in high school.
Right, so that's plan A, which would be really dangerous, but also very expedient. Plan B would be we wander off randomly into this white void and potentially get you all mixed up or mixed back or something. But we won't have to confront our problems, which I'm always a fan of, personally.
You see, JD That's literally just sits down crisscross applesauce on the ground right there, okay. Staring.
So that's one for solving daggers. Our problems. Anyone else?
Well, I don't know about you guys, but I don't think I want to find out why it is. I gotta be honest here. I don't think we're up to fighting it. I didn't even wear the right shoes for fighting. So...
Mostly I'm just concerned about getting back into my original body and purging that sugar that was forced upon me.
Oh, I also ate some soft pretzels, a beer, and I had some nachos.
You bastard, I'm going to kill you. I'm big enough to do it now.
So why don't we try and get you guys unshaken up and then we get our asses out of here.
Please.
All right.
Okay, I'm a fan of that. Onward. And he leads the way into the blank void.
Okay, I will say that in retrospect, this whole part is really cool, but you have to know what you're doing.
Does JD follow us?
He's not right now.
JD.
He's just sitting there.
JD, have you ever wanted to be in Fury Road?
Oh, no.
When you say Fury Road... all five of you, including Ember and JD... are on in the middle of a red desert with incredibly loud music in vehicles of various shapes rampaging down Fury Road.
And we're still Vic is still in Wolf's body though.
Yes.
Okay. Vic is like coated in white, hanging off the back of like some sort of little speed buggy with an exploding
are
spear.
Are we just a bunch of the random people or yeah. Are we the main?
You're the random people, okay. The white painted people.
I hate this movie.
This was the first movie in a long time that was actually worth the money seeing.
Jared looks at the sky and screams, Labyrinth!
And just like that, you all drop into a dark, mysterious labyrinth full of stone walls that seem to go forever.
Who's Hoggle? Please tell me it's JD.
It's JD.
Starla is naturally Sarah.
Can Vic be the little caterpillar?
Yes. You can all be whoever you want to be.
I'm David Bowie.
Oh, Vic would make a very good David Bowie in that.
And
make a very good
you can thing. Only assume by process of elimination that the baby in Darla's arms is Ember.
I hold him up.
Is it wearing a fuckboy hat?
Wearing a little fuckboy onesie.
Oh. Right. All right.
Oh, fantastic.
Before I turn you into a shaken baby.
It's like shake and bake, but worse.
Yeah. How do we unmix our friends? Holy shit.
Breakfast Club.
The claps.
I don't remember the names of the characters in
I
Breakfast
Club. I want to be Molly Ringwald. Is this the best of the 80s? I like this.
Vic's going to be the nerdy boy.
This leather jacket fits well.
Hold on, I'm bringing up IMDb.
Yeah, I'm going to need some help with this one.
Okay, so Vic as Wolf is the nerd, and Wolf as Vic is the punk. Either the punk kid or the...
No, he's a jock. JD is the punk kid.
That's why I said the leather jacket fits good.
Adarla is 100% Molly Ringwald. The redhead
okay.
girl.
Her name is Claire in the...
Claire.
Yep.
Who's left?
Allison.
Ally Sheedy's
yeah,
character.
Yeah, is the goth girl.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah.
So, Ember with her dark hair is the goth chick.
Okay, this is really fun and all, and I love movies from the 80s.
Isn't this great?
Anyway, how do we stop this? How do we get our friends to stop being two different people in?
Oh, it's easy. We just say the name of the club. But the point of this is just to keep the angel busy, so we don't have to fight him. So,
can I try something?
Why would we have to fight the angel?
Oh well, you wouldn't have to, but I would have to, and I really would rather not, to be honest.
Statue of Liberty. Does anything happen? He's naming a location rather than a movie.
You end up in a very obscure indie movie none of you have ever heard of.
Ah, oh, shit, we're in a student film.
Why am I speaking French?
You all are able to understand each other. You are, in fact, speaking French, but you understand because under everyone, as they speak, subtitles appear.
And now we're also, apparently, we're on a back porch. Someone's shitty back porch. This was made on a budget.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure this sandwich was from Crafty.
Okay.
For some reason, I really just want to be mad at my dad.
Does anybody got a cigarette?
Do you mind explaining what we're running from?
Yeah, I told you, Angel.
Yeah, that's not very specific. Oh, God, that is Subway.
Is this, so we're running from an angel. Do we just have to, like, keep hopping, or how will we know when it shows up?
Well, given my experience, if you're trying to avoid an angel, being as chaotic as possible is always a good idea.
Right, okay.
All
right,
so, but you said earlier that we have to, in order to get Vic and Wolf back in the right bodies, we have to get them back in the club, right? So.
Right, I mean, the hope was that when we go back, they'll, fix each other.
Okay.
That their souls will know the right bodies the second time around. I mean, I'm just spitballing here.
You don't know that any of this is true.
No, that's not a thing.
Hey, but what's saying that, you know, if JD and I go through the portal, that we won't get body swapped?
Nothing.
I'm just going to be the first to say it. I think that would be hilarious.
Oh, yeah. No, that would be the funniest fucking thing.
It would be.
If it wasn't, like, kind of life and death, apparently. But okay, all right.
Okay, fine.
All right, Vic, get over here.
All right.
All right.
Why? What are you... Well, he like, steps, like, right up to him. And he's like, okay, what?
Well, if we go back to the club, do we get attacked by your angel?
Well, I mean, that's... We don't know if he's in here. But if he is, then he won't be out there. So...
Worth a shot, and... Wolf throws his arms around Vic and says, "Cat's Cradle."
And all of you are back in the club. JD and Darla, please make me a presence occult roll.
But what about the rest of us?
And
Wolf
and Vic, please make a presence occult roll.
Oh, I'm putting willpower behind this.
Yeah, I'm going to willpower that shit.
I'm doing the same.
Nine again rule on mine. Two successes.
That was only one.
JD?
Okay.
No!
I have Steven? Six dice in that.
Two.
Okay, so, Steven and Garrett, when you come back, you are back in your character's proper bodies.
Oh, God.
No.
Oh, thank God.
However.
Sorry, is that okay to say around you?
Huh?
Thank God, taking the Lord's name in vain. You're an angel, right?
No.
Oh, okay, good.
JD, you are in Darla's body.
Fuck. I got a success.
Darla, you are also in Darla's body.
Where's JD?
Where's JD's body?
Gone.
Oh my God, well, this is so much worse.
I see Darla in Darla's body. Or Darla. I see Darla and I see everyone else. But
it feels like you are piggyback riding on Darla, except that you don't exist.
I'm in her body with her.
Yes, with her.
Oh, okay.
But does he have any control over
We are so bad at this.
Over my body.
That comes down to either if you can come to an agreement or whoever has the higher presence occult role, which I really hope would be Darla, but I don't know.
The total role?
No, the make a roll versus each other, and whoever wins will be in control of the body for that
roll. I have six dice for the roll, natural.
I only have four.
Oh, dear. All right, go ahead and roll it off, guys.
Oh, I hate this. Swear to God. Oh, fuck you.
Tie.
Tie?
Who's the defendant?
All right, so
it's my body. I'm the defender.
Darla, you have the right side. JD, you have the left.
This is the worst thing that has ever happened to me.
Well, I mean, we just came back, right?
Yeah.
And I feel like, I guess I'm shorter? How do I know?
You're much shorter and you have breasts. I think you'd know.
Ah! Do you...
Can't even do my voice.
Okay. Okay.
What is going on?
Do you, like, what do you do with your hand?
I'm just, it's like holding it out. I don't know what to do with myself.
Okay, JD, all right. And I grab his hand, my other hand, and I just, like, lower it. I'm like, okay, sweetheart, all right, don't panic. But we're in the same body now.
I understand, man.
You're doing the voice.
Oh boy, you need a stiff drink, Ember says.
Hey, how about you take us back?
Right now.
Yeah, right now. I'm working on it. He grabs another drink from the bar. Vic, in his excitement, poured way more than they needed. So he takes an extra. All right, is anyone coming or just you guys?
Are the bouncers after us again?
They are not there.
Left hand grabs the drink.
All right, well, you take care now. Ta-ta.
What?
I ain't going back in there. As cool as it is.
And Darla's body disappears. Okay, so it looks like you guys are sorted, right? Right?
I'm feeling fine, except... Oh. And he just, like, feels his shit. He feels his stomach just knowing he's going to get the sugar shits.
Oh, boy. How bad is it?
Well, let's see. How bad is an orange creamsicle mudslide after months and months of keto?
And nachos.
Oh, dear.
And a beer.
And a pretzel.
And pretzels.
And a pretzel.
And nachos.
So, Ember... What does he have? Oh, the water bottle. Ember takes the water bottle and touches your shoulder. The water bottle disintegrates, and you feel better.
Oh, okay, good. Magic. Do I owe you something now?
Only your undying love and affection.
Shit. Hold on. I'm going to see if I can pawn this off on somebody.
That's fine, dear. I'll find you. And besides, I need to draw up the contract.
You're sweet, but I just met you.
Also, and this is crazy?
Don't know.
I already have his number.
I'm just kidding. You're not there. I have enough children. I don't need any more.
We're not there.
So, while they're chatting...
Oh, I'm so glad to be back in my body.
While they're chatting in the white world, you guys.
Hey, JD, before we say the word of the club, just real quick. So, where do you think your body is?
I have no clue.
Do you think if we say the name again, your body will appear or it will just get more scrambled?
I don't know.
Do you have any sense of where your body might be?
No.
Okay. I'm gonna... Hey, okay, JD, hold on a second. I'm gonna try...
Breakfast Club!
You're in a high school in the 80s.
Okay, before you do that again, don't shout any more names, please. I'm gonna try and use like Eye for the Strange and throw out my presence a little bit to see if I can track down JD's body.
Is my body there?
So she throws out her presence. Go ahead and roll that for me.
So Eye for the Strange and investigation, or what is it? What else goes in that? I've forgotten this bit of it.
Whenever you're casting your body, it's just your presence and Eye for the Strange.
Oh, that's good.
And you get a profession die for being a psychic.
Right. That would be six.
Six? So, you project yourself outward as you have done before. You don't count on the fact that once you aren't occupying your body anymore, JD gets full control. However, as you reach out, you do find JD's body in the void and seat yourself in it. And it is actually sitting at the front of the void, cross-legged like he was earlier. And standing over you is the man with the close-cropped, fuzzed cut. He's in a double-breasted suit with a electric blue tie. And he has his hands in his pockets, and he's looking down on you.
And I'm just still stuck in Breakfast Club world?
You're still in Breakfast Club world. And you feel that Darla is not with you anymore.
Darla?
when you say what Darla, when you say Darla, the realm brings you to where Darla is.
Okay, so this looks bad. Hi.
For me now.
Darla sort of stands up and looks at the man, and she goes, "So, am I to presume that you're Wyatt?"
Wyatt, yes.
Hi.
This unit is Wyatt.
Oh, that's spooky as hell. JD, we really ought to go.
Yeah, and I agree.
And I'm gonna, Darla walks over and she grabs herself and says, "Cat's Cradle."
When you try to say Cat's Cradle, static comes out.
Fuck.
No.
Breakfast Club.
Breakfast Club works. From the ceiling, as though echoing something that has not been spoken, you hear the phrase, "What's my name?"
What was that?
I think the ceiling is speaking to us. Oh, I think the ceiling is speaking to us.
I sound like a butt.
I look at the sky and say, "Wyatt."
You are back with Wyatt.
Breakfast Club.
What's my name?
Is what I just have to ask, is Wyatt looking like Paul Wilson, the principal in Breakfast Club?
Sure.
Okay, cool.
Oh, he's here now?
No, but he looks like him.
Oh, okay. Yes.
I just told you. Your name is Wyatt.
You're back with him.
Breakfast Club!
okay. Let's calm down.
Stop saying that name.
We need to go back to the Cat's Cradle.
Static.
Fuck. What should we do?
I don't know. What's your name?
JD.
JD?
And the next time you try to say it, static comes out.
Don't you dare say my name.
Darla?
And in front of you appears a sort of copy of yourself.
Copy of me?
Of JD.
Of JD?
Yes. And he sort of stands there, confidently in a relaxed pose, and he says, "Thank you. Your service is appreciated."
What? Hell?
And then he morphs into a Darla and looks at Darla and says, "Thank you. Your names go to a worthy cause." And then he says, "Cat's Cradle," and he disappears.
No!
No! No, you bitch!
Oh,
what?
Fuck.
What?
No. Oh, God.
I don't know what's happening.
I know.
I don't know what's happening, but I know it's bad.
Well, no, it's just like, okay, shit's about to get fucking...
It's obviously bad.
It's clearly terrible.
Tiana looks like she's about to fall out of her chair.
Oh, shit.
Are we in our bodies?
As far as you can tell.
Is Wyatt there?
No, Wyatt's gone. Cutting to the real world.
Oh, God.
Vic, Dr. Wolf, and Ember are standing around. Ember looks a bit anxious. They really should have been back by now. I mean, they just had to go in and, like, say Cat's Cradle. This shouldn't have taken so long.
This is taking a while, yeah.
Do you think that they found the angel?
I'm worried they did. And then, right where you all are standing, Wyatt, the man in the suit with the electric blue tie, appears. and Ember grabs both of you by your arms and pulls you back. We gotta go. We gotta go. We gotta go.
Wait, no, no, we can't leave without him.
That you don't know how dangerous this is. Where are your friends? We need what?
I don't understand.
Oh. I don't know what to do.
Fuck me. All right. You guys stay here. And he approaches the angel.
It's a lot of dice.
Well, it's Ember. Okay. Okay, he makes a spoof check.
Okay, what does that mean?
Spoof check?
So, Ember has just spoofed this angel. The angel thinks that he is a angel like him, rather than a demon.
Okay.
So now, they're going to have a conversation, and I'm going to roll some deception checks. Okay. So after a few minutes, Ember shakes the angel's hand and walks away. And when he turns to you, he sort of guides you all. He points to a booth off to the side. And he looks between the two of you and he goes, okay, we need to kill that angel. Call him... We call him Alias. He steals people's names, their identities. I've been trying to shut him down for a while. And, you know, I've tried to just keep to the shadows because you don't normally want to make a big deal of these things. They tend to, if one disappears, five more appear. But seems like your friends are going to be trapped in there until we get their names back.
Get their names back? What do you mean?
It's like, it's like a conception of who you are as a person. It's your identity.
He stole them?
Yeah.
Oh. Well, we can't...
That explains everything. God damn it, this... Okay. Okay, all right. How do we kill it?
I mean, same thing as you kill anything else. You just hit it until it doesn't move.
Okay. Man. Okay. Man, I wish I was back in Wolf's body right now. I'd be kicking ass. I don't mean that literally.
So,
No, I hear you. I'm just thinking.
So, there's two ways we can go about this. We can either pick up your friends now and keep them with us and then try and get everyone sorted later. Or we can leave them in that dimension and try and get their bodies back. Or try and get their names back.
What happens if we bring them out here? Will they just not be people?
I mean, they'll be sort of piggybacking on some of you.
Okay, that's fine. I can do that.
But at least they'll get a say, and I've been reliably informed that people like to have a say in things.
Okay.
And with that in mind, Wolf's going to go to the very frustrated at this point bartender. This bartender is just like, you... Asshole, stop ordering the same drink. Try something new. Get out of my sight. Just stop bugging me.
Tell him you tip well.
I am going... if only I had some money. Yeah, third from the right, please.
Same, all of us. And...
You're coming with?
Well, yeah. I mean, I want to make sure you don't mess it up.
Fair enough.
And down the hatch.
Glug.
Wolf looks to Vic. You're doing this too?
Am I just gonna sit out here? I already drank it. Goodbye. Goodbye. Goodbye.
And Wolf pounces. All right.
Wolf, when you appear, the ceiling says, hello, hello, hello.
No, I'm just, okay, coming here really sucks. No, I'm just surprised. I didn't think you would do that.
What's that supposed to mean? Don't worry, I understand exactly what you mean. But it's... Look, I'm not going to have someone just trapped in some sort of hellscape, no matter how many cool movies you get to be in.
Yeah. Well, okay.
So where were you guys last?
Let's see. Oh, Breakfast Club.
Don't you forget about me.
We appear back in the classroom where JD and Darla are still.
Are we in our original forms now, or
you look like yourselves. You're just like hazier than everyone else.
So Darla is standing on top of a table, yelling at JD. This is your fault. This is you shouldn't have spoken at the ceiling. If you had spoken at the ceiling, we would be stuck here.
You're the one who talked to it first.
Whoa, settle down, Clementine. All right, come down off the table. It's going to be okay.
I don't want to talk to you.
Deep breaths.
There is some fucking machine people or something with my face doing God knows what.
Well, probably,
what is happening?
So, you all have had your identity stolen. Not in the financial way, in like the identity way. And we're here to pick you up so that you can have an opinion on what happens to you.
What exactly does that entail?
Yeah, what is that? Yeah.
Well, we're going to take you and go get your bodies back.
Okay, that sounds like a plan.
Point. Darla, Vic, do you want to pick? Who do you want to piggyback off of?
Oh, God, not again.
Yeah, what does piggybacking mean? Exactly.
I think it's like what JD and I were like earlier, where we were sharing the same body.
I recommend choosing someone that you get along with.
JD.
Yeah, that's probably for the best. Wolf, you want to go at this?
Sure.
All okay. Right. I guess are we just entering the test together or what?
How do we do that? How do we do this?
Well, I'm going to assist you.
Okay.
If anybody, me and JD are probably the most drift compatible. So
most drift compatible.
All right, well, hold hands like you like each other.
Pacific Rim's
suit. Ghost hand.
Yes. All right, and you too.
Why is okay. This so clammy?
And. Good, good. Keep that up. Cat's Cradle. Everyone roll Presence Occult.
So there is no purpose to that.
No.
He just made us do it?
Yeah, he just made it do it because it seemed like it would help.
Oh, that's right. Chance die. God damn it. Failure.
Mine's a critical failure.
I have 4 successes.
I hate my 3. Life.
Okay, so... So, Darla, you come back attached to Steven, but you are completely out of control of this experience. You are watching it from afar.
Yay!
You mean Wolf, and right?
Yeah, Wolf.
You are in Wolf's body. Darla is attached to you.
Okay.
And you are in the driver's seat.
Yes.
All right.
Because Darla crit failed, so she won't be able to share agency at all for the rest of this scene. And then you all come back in Vic's body, but JD is in control.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
Oh, God damn it.
This is so weird.
I can't move.
I'm sorry.
You're don't worry about it. You're in a well-oiled, healthy machine.
Yeah, you're not in bad shape, actually.
No, this is what dedication feels like. This is peak physical performance.
Humility, Jesus Christ. Too. Okay, so now we have to find Wyatt.
Give me your physical stats.
Okay.
I feel slower.
What's that supposed to mean? I'm built for distance, not for sprinting.
This is the best matchup that could have ever happened.
All right. Well, I think the first place we ought to look is the theater. That's sort of where he likes to come and go from the Nexus, so...
None of that seemed relevant to you earlier?
Well, I mean, he wasn't there. I had his hat, so it was fine.
Now I'm lost.
Yeah, I think we're all a little lost, actually.
Anyway, come with me this way.
Okay, so now we're in... So this means we have just Wolf and Vic heading back out, and we're getting a ride from Mason.
Yes.
Okay, Mason, how's that studying going, buddy?
Along with Ember.
You've been very patient.
How many people are walking up to the car?
Three.
Okay.
One of whom I don't think you've seen.
I'd like to clarify something out of character real quick.
Yes.
In my mind, does... Who went into whose body real quick?
So you're looking at Wolf and Vic.
Vic. And Ember.
Okay. Do JD and Darla exist in my memory?
That's a good question.
Have they existed?
Oh, that is a good question.
Oh, I didn't think about that.
You remember bringing two companions with you, but you can't seem to summon the name. You remember what they looked like. You remember the things you experienced with them, but you can't attach a name to them.
Okay, so it's just Wolf, Vic, and...
Ember.
Oh, hey. Welcome back.
Okay, so hey, bud. We have to go back to the theater, and we have to get my JDs. This is JD inside of Vic now, and who's in here?
Like, he, like, pushes on Wolf.
God, is this what I sound like?
I've seen since.
It's me in here, but I got Darla. This is really weird. She's in the back of my brain.
Yeah, I'm like in Vic's body and Vic's in Vic's head.
Okay.
Well, I don't know about Ewald, but I think we should get this settled.
I'm good enough to be doing impersonation. What's going on?
Hey, I don't sound like that.
No, I don't think this is the time for that.
So, Ember, you recognize intense demon bullshit. You get that prickly feeling on your skin. And from the two of them, you get the feeling of human. It's just really intense. It's twice as potent as it should be.
Hey, new friend, why don't you sit up here? And I pat the passenger seat.
Oh, cool. I like shotgun.
Hmm.
And he sits and closes the door. Okay, so we're going to go to the theater, I think.
Good. All right. And I shift the car into gear and start moving. What did you do to my friends? I say in a low voice.
I mean, nothing. Well, except for the one I drank with him.
They don't feel right. So I don't think nothing happened to
them. Yeah, we have each other in each other's heads.
What are you talking about?
Vic's in here. Oh, well, JD's in here. Vic's also in here.
They're talking about... What did you do to them?
I didn't do anything. The guy that we're going to go find did it to them.
Vic is talking about himself in third person suddenly. And he's talking about somebody who...
No, He's the sporty one right now.
What sporty one?
Sorry, it's a lot of names. Intelligence check. Wait, that's only two dice. He recalls. JD. Yeah, that's JD right now.
Yes, I've heard that name. Who is that?
Oh.
Was that loud enough for us in the back to hear?
I'm getting frustrated at this point, so yeah. If you're listening, you heard it.
Wait. You don't know JD?
No.
Darla?
You know, from the show.
Is he new?
Dude.
Are you an intern
I haven't met? Guy okay, from all right. The show.
No.
Mason. Okay, go back to our big fight with the vampires.
Sure.
Who had the taser?
Tell him about outrunning the ferry.
I don't know. Some guy we were working with?
No.
Had a guy along?
Darla had the taser.
Remember Kansas City?
JD outran a ferry, I guess. I don't know if that's a good thing or not.
I don't...
Oh, boy, this is scary.
I don't remember these things happening. What happened?
Okay, you're I'm getting concerned. Thinking way too much, okay? We just have to go and find Wyatt.
Who's... Where am I going?
The Angel Deer. The theater first, please.
All right.
We'll have more options okay, from there.
None of you are getting out of my
And if we
sight.
Kill Wyatt, we get everyone back, right?
Should be. I mean, if the covers are attached to him and he hasn't attached them to someone else, then they should be let loose and we should have you all back.
Oh, God, I'm confused. Okay, we'll make it work. We'll make it work.
We're all okay?
No, we are far from okay. This is the opposite of okay.
Yeah, pretty far from okay, but we have to go anyways.
Making my way over there.
All right, so we all arrive at the theater. The show is just letting out. And so it's relatively easy for everyone to sneak inside in the crowd. Hmm. And Ember leads you back under the stage to the trap door. And he looks at Mason. So are the switches correct now for New York?
New York?
Yes.
In a moment. Step up the stairs, flip the old switch, the first one, for New York. And I come down. They seem all right, right? Physically?
Physically they don't... unharmed.
Okay.
Okay. So, who has weapons?
I do not.
No.
None.
Like, I have... The closest thing I have to a weapon is my Fitbit.
Wow. You're pathetic, he says. And he opens the trap door. Hey.
I but click the hammer on my pistol.
Instead of the New York exit, what you see is a dark room full of weapons.
What did I miss out on this shit? God damn it.
Oh, this is badass.
I'm going to pull down a rifle and tuck the pistol back in my coat pocket there.
Do you know how to use any of these things?
No. I was raised.
Jesus Christ, Vic, you're useless.
I was raised in Southern California.
You haven't shot a gun before?
No. Vic? No.
Vic hasn't shot a gun before.
I reach over and I try and find a hunting shotgun.
Any kind of gun you can imagine.
I pull
here.
Off something that's fairly easy to use. Just shotgun of any flavor, pass it over to Vic. Dear friend Vic.
Darla's gonna whisper in Wolf's ear, Hey, go get those brass knuckles from the corner there. I want those.
Oh, honey. Way ahead of ya.
What?
What? They're cool.
Yeah, they are cool. Get them for me.
Well, I want to use pull down, them.
You pull down a pair of brass knuckles. There are two to choose from. One is silver and says Bamf. The other pair are gold and they say Juicy.
Go for the Juicy.
Hey, can I have both?
Happen to know if...
You know how to throw a punch?
Oh, sure, yeah. Yeah, take them. I never throw a punch.
Hell yeah.
Are they printed backwards so that when someone gets punched, so they get bruise that says Juicy on their cheek?
Yes, exactly. And you, do you want anything?
I was just... No, I wanted an assault rifle, and I wanted to get them a... get him, Vic, a shotgun, since he's just not...
All right,
unless you have a weapon of choice.
No, it's... Vic is small, and you're giving him a weapon with a lot of kick.
Well, no. Something easy to use.
Okay. His shoulder's probably going to be bruised.
That's fine. He has no clue how to use this.
Do okay. you?
What?
Do you, though? You're the one in control.
No. I know how to pretend to use one.
Ah, well, you're halfway there. All I ever do is pretend. And then he hops down the trap door and waves you all to come back down.
Can I give him some posture pointers real quick?
Sure.
Okay. Well, you hold the stock here.
You're talking to him.
I'm talking to you.
Yes.
No.
Because you're you.
No,
and that's...
I'm him.
Yeah, he's the
oh,
one
you're
in
not
control.
In control?
No. I'm in control.
Oh, okay.
This is confusing.
Stock, I'm in control.
Tuck the stock under your shoulder so that your
I
shoulder takes the
this.
Force.
I yeah. understand all this. All
right.
I just don't actually like shoot them on a regular basis.
Sure. Okay. Whatever you do, don't ever pull it out of your shoulder. That's all.
Okay.
If you hold it in front of your face, you'll break your nose. Okay.
Okay. Now, I'm going to call someone, Ember says. and he steps aside.
Oh, yes, please do.
And he has a conversation with someone on the phone. You're not really sure who. And when he comes back, he says, okay, I got it. Follow me. And this time when he opens the trap door, it exits out into 1965 New York, Grand Central Station. And once you're all through, he closes the door and walks three doors to the left, opens it. And when he walks through, you are in a place you can't possibly recognize. It is a wide open field at dusk. And there are lines of crosses in the horizon. It's remote. And in the middle of the field of waving grass is Wyatt. You all, please roll initiative.
All right.
Here we go.
Is this using Vic's initiative?
It will be using the body that you are occupying.
Nice.
We're going to kill an angel with a shotgun and some brass knuckles.
Sounds like the plot of Supernatural.
16.
16?
You know, you're not wrong.
I forget, do we reroll on initiative?
No.
Okay, in that case, I am looking at 13. I rolled a 10. Okay.
Yeah.
11.
Okay. Wolf. 11. 10. He had a 9. Okay, so everyone gets a surprise round right off the top.
So just like in his head, what do you know how to do?
So first up is Mason.
I would like to get a feeling. I'd like to unseen sense this thing. What is it?
I know a little bit of judo.
I got 3 successes.
Okay, I can work with that.
What does it feel like?
So it feels like... it feels like a demon... Only instead of electricity, it's the feeling of sort of heat, like a burning.
Okay. So, Ember didn't tell us we're attacking it, did he?
He said you have to kill it.
Yeah, we know.
We have to kill it.
Yeah.
Yes.
And you have an assault rifle.
Well, then, I'm going to whip up the sight and take shots at its head.
All right. Go for it.
All right.
He will not get his defense because he doesn't know he's in combat.
All of his physical skills stay, right?
Yes.
Okay.
I'd like to... That's correct. Huh. 3 successes.
Okay, so I'll have to look up an assault rifle. I feel like it's probably going to be too lethal.
Okay, so whatever seems appropriate.
Yeah, we'll call that 2 lethal. Sounds right.
Mm-hmm.
All right, and that makes it Ember's turn. So Ember looks at all of you and he says, all right, if you all tell anyone about this, you're dead. And then his right hand transforms into an assault rifle. And he fires at the angel.
Badass.
He's a transformer.
He's anime.
He is anime.
All right, that's a hit.
Oh,
he
wait.
Waves the anime.
You know, before we kill him, I gotta ask, what's Wyatt on the daddy scale?
All right.
How have we gone this long?
How did I miss that?
I'm surprised I'm the one who had to ask.
This was the...
He's a 10.
Oh, no.
Guys, do we re-roll the daddy scale?
No.
I don't
daddy scale
so.
Rolls explode?
No,
because I would need to re-roll. We didn't do that.
He is the most fatherly among us all.
Okay.
Is he a silver fox?
JD's turn.
You mean Vic's turn?
Sorry. I'm being insensitive. I mean Vic's turn.
What the hell's JD?
Vic's gonna run up and punch him.
No, wait, use the gun.
What? He doesn't know what to do and Vic's running.
Why?
Oh god, that's so
he
in character.
He just drops the gun and
that's
runs
so
out.
In character.
Oh my god.
So in character. It's unbelievable. Oh man.
I'm the dude playing the dude inside the other dude.
It's so method.
Two.
Two? Two hits? So you're just punching him?
Just do you punching have him.
No brass knuckles or anything? Cool, you do one dashing. But you did it bravely.
They
so
took the
it.
Other ones.
You get a good lick.
They took both pairs.
Wolf, your turn.
What? I'm surprised that you really just didn't shoot him.
All right. Wolf is going to... Is talking a free action?
Yeah.
Okay. Darla, how good of a shot are you?
You don't have a gun.
He dropped his gun.
Oh.
I mean, I've yeah. shot a gun a couple
There's
times.
There's a shotgun right there.
I've shot squirrels and maybe a deer once.
Okay, but on a scale of 1 to 5, in sort of a vague sense that would help us roll better, perhaps.
I would say, you know, a solid 4, probably.
You have 4 firearms? Holy shit.
Holy shit. Oh, not firearms. I have weaponry. That's my bad. It's probably a 1.
Well, then I'm going to be in charge of this one. And I'm going to pick up the shotgun, and I'm going to fire. But I want to burn a will... I want to wager a willpower.
Okay.
Okay? I would like 3 successes to count as exceptional, and plus 3 dice.
Okay, go for it.
I'm confused between firearms and weaponry because, like, firearms are technically weaponry.
Well, firearms are also very technically firearms.
Yes, yeah, true.
3 successes.
Hey. Wow, that's an exceptional success.
Oh, thank God. All
so,
right. Keep it on the shoulder and boom!
So Wyatt has been completely blindsided
Holy
by all
crap.
Of this. He's just taken a lot. He's taken 2 rounds of automatic rifle fire and a hunting rifle.
And a punch.
And a punch. Sorry, Vic. And a punch. So he turns around and he... He is going to go full angel form.
Oh, shit.
Oh.
Which
oh,
means fuck. All of you need to make an integrity check, even those of you not currently in bodies.
Okay.
You can put that I hand mean, down, Deanna.
I was going to say, it's the same, but I use my integrity, right?
But yeah, everyone use your own integrity.
Real quick, integrity is just 7 dice. Is this a 7 dice roll?
Yeah, 7 dice roll.
The fuck? Why am I rolling well on this?
4 successes.
Wow, well done.
I'm almost inspired.
Yeah, that would be 3 for me as well.
I can only imagine.
1 success.
All right.
2. 7.
7?
What?
No.
John, you're so unfazed.
I rerolled a 0 3 times.
Neat.
He just gives it the bird.
Oh, look, it's an angel.
What a useless 7.
He actually just fires 2 times in the sky a couple of times.
We got the same effect that I had a 1.
No! Oh, man.
That's freaking hilarious. Okay.
Oh, that's embarrassing. That was awful.
Why?
So he turns around, and JD, you're closest, right?
Vic's closest.
Sorry, Vic is closest.
Oh. Do I really sound like that?
No. And he is going to reach out and he's going to try and touch you. So.
Bad touch.
So you get to resist this with a resolve composure.
He's not.
Is it my resolve composure? Or Vic's resolve composure?
It would be Vic's resolve composure.
You do sound like Squidward when you do that voice.
Hello, unrecognized talents speaking.
Four.
Well done. So he touches you, and then he looks in your eyes, kind of perturbed, and he goes, "This usually works."
Hear that all the time.
And that brings it back to Mason's turn.
Do I have a line of fire?
That felt bad. Is that bad?
He's running up.
Do me a high low, because yeah, JD.
Are you okay in there?
I'll live.
All right. Yes, you have a line of fire.
Brap brap brap. Let's have a shot.
That's what got us into this mess. Stop it.
You're not wrong.
Everybody.
Also, it's 2018, for God's sakes.
I failed. Regular failed. Failure.
Just a regular failure.
So you fire and you tragically miss.
Tragically miss.
Which makes it Ember's turn.
Save us, Ember.
Yeah, don't imitate my assault rifle this time, just the last time.
Yeah, so Ember is just going to try and fire. Nothing fancy. It's not his show. He hits. And Wyatt falls.
Hey, quick question. Maybe this is body horror. But what are the bullets made out of?
They're just bullets. Demons are about bending reality.
Okay, all right, sure, I won't question it.
Just is.
He goes down?
He goes down. I mean, you all did get two assault rifle shots for free, a punch, and, you know, stuff. So
God, we just jumped on him.
Yeah, you did good. So he falls over, and he, as he falls, his human appearance sort of fades away, and he falls into a jumbled pile of gears and engine parts and oil and sort of propellant fluids seep out into the ground. And you're all left looking at what looks like, for all intents and purposes, a pile of junk. Yes, Mason?
Can I uncork a flask and scoop up some of the oil and take some of the gears?
If you have it, yes.
Okay.
And in that moment, out of the corner of your eye. It's not a moment. It's not something you notice. It's just suddenly... Everyone is there, including Darla and JD and Vic. Everyone is there. And Mason, you have the peculiar sensation of remembering people that you have very abruptly forgot.
We're back in our own bodies?
You're all back in your own bodies.
Oh, thank God.
I hug my own body. I'm so sorry. I want to apologize for all the things that I said about myself at any point in time in my life. I'm so happy to be me.
This you might be a weakling, but your breathing is very good.
Hey, thanks. Sorry, let me say that again. Hey, thanks.
Welcome back, guys.
Do you remember who he is now?
Of course.
You forgot about me.
Why?
Forgot Darla existed.
You forgot I existed.
How would I do that?
I don't know, magic, probably.
Because you two stopped existing. Right? He looks to Ember.
What?
That's what happened, right?
Ember, when all of the heads pivot to him, mm-hmm. anxiously shakes out his hand and it turns back into a hand. And he goes, yeah, you know, when reality changes, it just changes and you really shouldn't hold it against each other. You know, it's not really something you can control.
So, what's this? He points to and then nudges with his feet the pile of machinery.
Looks like junk now. You guys are really, you're handy. You took him down to scrap real fast. Oh, while I'm thinking of it, and he snaps his fingers and all of your weapons disappear.
Oh.
I was just about to ask you if I could start disassembling it to hide it.
Real quick question. You said that when one of those things die, like five more take its place or something?
Oh, yeah, we should get out of here.
Okay, but like, is it gonna follow us?
It'll probably just follow me.
Oh, okay, good. Sorry.
Oh, thank
God. No, that's rude, but,
No, it's for the best. They're okay. Always following me anyway.
Oh, okay, good.
You'll be all right, though?
Oh, sweetie, you care? Oh, that's so cute.
Is there anything we can do with this? And he just holds up a gear?
Oh, definitely don't take that. That's infrastructure. You don't want to touch that.
Why not?
Because then it will follow you. Anyway, come along, children, this way. He claps his hands behind your butts like cattle. Come on, come on.
Everyone walking away?
Yeah, Vic's getting out of here.
I dropped the shit out of my coat. And the flask. I drop all of it.
Just open it up. Just take some dirt over it.
The gears and the flask.
Nope.
Make it roll. Make it roll.
I'll do it quietly. Yeah, motherfucker, let's go.
I actually am I'm curious to see who notices this.
Yeah, I want it.
This is just stealth roll?
Yeah.
Versus the perception.
Mm-hmm.
Probably not. Perception's not great. Three.
Critical failure.
Clank, 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 clank.
What's going on back there, Jade? What's going on back there, Mason?
Oh, just tripping over some things. Let's go, guys.
Ember pats you on the back as he goes by and guides you all through the portal that you cannot see, but he can. And you all end up back at the theater under the stage. So, yeah, you all are going to stick to the safe ways now, right?
Yes.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
Yeah.
Listen, Ember, thank you. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Yeah. I mean, like, there is no way we're going to... There's no way we're going to get that one figured out. And, yeah.
So is that related to... This guy, he holds his hands above his head.
Yeah. I mean, if you go deep enough, everything is.
Well, that's terrifying. Is it like, okay, hear me out. Is it like that movie with Keanu Reeves in it where he, like, is, you know, asleep the whole time and then he wakes up and then everything was a dream and then there are machines everywhere and they're ruling the world?
You mean The Matrix?
Yeah, The Matrix. That's what I'm thinking of.
I don't think I've seen that one.
Well, maybe you should. And then get back to me. You have my number. You can text me.
Okay, I'll watch it, Miss Darla.
Ironically enough, a lot of people read it as a Jesus allegory.
I haven't either.
Well, tell you what. Since you kids, you know, you're so deep in it anyway, and I can't really guarantee that they won't come after you. I mean, they shouldn't, but I can't guarantee it. Why don't I set you up a portal in wherever it is you live?
In the RV?
My God, you live in an RV.
Well, it's a temporary.
It's a tour bus. Because we make a show.
We're on TV. We're kind of...
We use a few vehicles. The company we work for uses a tour bus and a van. And a friend of mine follows us with an RV so that I can conduct business with him.
That doesn't sound very secure.
I'm working on getting something else together. And it's mobile, so security is less of an issue than not being there is.
Okay, how's this? Let's make a deal. You all let me know if you get into any trouble.
I don't have to give you my name or anything, do I?
He's already got my number. That cat is out of the bag.
I mean, like, the other thing took my...
I mean, technically, all contracts are binding whether or not your name is specified, but you all agree... to drop pins for me in the portal network in the Nexus. Okay, I'll install a gateway so you all can explore at your leisure, and you all let me know if you get into trouble. Sound good?
Okay.
Deal.
Sure.
Every time that we drop a pin, I also get to ask you one question that you answer as forgivingly as you can.
Well, that does stipulate a previous agreement that I did agree to, so fair enough. Yes, we'll make an addendum. And he spits on his hand and looks at you. Go on. And then he shakes and he repeats the process with all five of you.
Darla licks her
just,
hand.
Just spitting on it each time?
Yes.
By the time he gets to Vic, it's just like dripping.
Yeah, you're getting everybody's sloppy seconds.
No, he just holds out a hand at long distance and just sort of like shakes, pinches his knuckle and shakes.
All right, well, this has all been horrible. Ta-ta now. And he dissolves into smoke.
I don't think I like him.
I can't decide if I hate him
well
or not.
I'm glad everyone's all right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm glad to be in my own body and also not dead or a machine or whatever.
Yeah, that's a nice start. How did things go at the like show and everything? Like
here?
Yeah, here.
Kind of like that.
Okay.
Some good, some bad. More bad than good, it seems.
I wish we got to keep the shotgun.
Me too.
We might be able to do something about that. I need somebody who's good at making deals to come with me.
Socialite.
Yeah, okay. I mean...
I need to buy something expensive.
Could be... Okay, where are you going?
A few things that are expensive.
Is this like a black market thing?
I need a trailer and some equipment.
Me. 100% me. I'll go talk to the boys.
You know, yeah, you're trailer folks, so...
Well...
Hey.
Yeah.
Trailer people.
I said that out of character.
Okay. Here, come on. Well, I'll tell you on the way. We're going to need to get an Uber. Do you guys want to go back?
What time is it? I'll catch up.
What time? It's late. It's like 1 in the morning.
Yeah.
Okay.
I said, I'll catch up.
That'll be tomorrow.
Yeah, well, I mean, no, he'll go to the... Yeah. He's going to go soon.
We need to go back and sleep anyways.
Yeah.
But then after that, in the morning.
But he's going to run out to the van real quick and hit the bat out of where he keeps it.
Smart. And... Yes?
Sorry. Before everyone heads back to the van, Wolf is going to tap Vic on the shoulder real quick. Hey, real quick, could I talk to you?
Yeah. Okay. It's, like, everything, after everything that's transpired, Vic kind of forgot that he was mad. Okay, but, and then he just, like, he gets mad all over again because now he feels obligated to, and he's just like, okay, what do you have to say?
I am so fucking sorry. I can't apologize enough. I get really focused on stuff, especially when I feel like I fucked up on something, and it sometimes gets away from me, and that's not me excusing anything. This is me just saying I'm sorry for everything. You don't have to forgive me. I don't blame you. I'm sorry, Vic.
Vic stands there for a second, just kind of like with a dissatisfied look on his face, and lets him dangle for a few seconds before saying, well, it wouldn't make sense for me to, you know, still be mad at the one person I've made friends with on this crew.
So, you do actually consider me your friend?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then he opens his arms up for a hug. He doesn't go for it, but he just opens his arms up.
And Wolf gives him the hug.
Ow!
It's quite nice. Wolf gets good hugs.
I'll bet.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. Can't breathe. Let me down.
All right. Putting you down.
Okay.
All right.
And Wolf heads back to the van.
Behind the van, sort of taking stock of her new appreciation for her body, Darla's phone rings.
She looks down at it.
Meemaw.
Oh. She sort of lets everybody sort of walk ahead, and then she clicks open the phone.
Hey, baby girl, how's it going?
Hi. How are you?
Oh, I'm good. I'm just feeding the dogs. I was thinking about you and how much I miss you.
Oh, Mima, I miss you too.
It's just so boring here without you around. I have to say, I don't even know what to do with myself.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm just trying to, you know.
But are you making good? Baby girl?
Yeah, as far as I can tell. mostly,
yeah.
I would say.
Yeah, that's good.
How are you?
Oh, you know how it is. We just went around and fixed the pavers this morning. Got them all lined up again, but I'm sure Rascal will come around and dig out from under him. Did I tell you about Rascal? We got ourselves a real nasty, what's they called? Groundhogs or I can't think of the word. They're the little rodents that dig around in the ground.
Yeah, they're definitely called groundhogs.
Groundhogs? Okay. I believe you. You're so smart. You always know how things is going.
Well, why don't you just let the dogs have them?
Oh, well, you know... You know how Ruckus is. He just can't catch a thing. Not a damn thing.
Yeah, he is a little fat. How is his dog diet going?
Oh, he's down 8 pounds.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm.
He's...
But that's really, not that much for a St. Bernard.
He's leaving that heart disease in the dust, Grandma. Meanwhile.
Yeah, I took him to the clinic today, and they got him a little treadmill. They had him running on a little doggy treadmill. He looked like he was gonna die. I was laughing my behind off. He was just so cute.
Next time, Grandma, take a video. Take a video and send it to me.
Okay, I'm not so good with them mobile phones.
It's really easy, don't worry.
I still can't figure out how to turn the flashlight on. I know you showed me a million times.
Well, all right. Sounds like you're having a good time.
Oh, I just miss you so much, baby girl.
I do. I miss you, too.
You'll come visit soon, right?
Of course.
All righty. You know, I say that, but I bet your granddaddy would be proud of you.
You think?
I think so. You're out doing stuff and meeting people in the big cities. I mean, we always thought you would just get pregnant and live in the trailer park, but you're out there living your dreams, baby girl.
Thanks, Grandma.
All right, you take care now.
Hey, Grandma, before you go, make sure you keep all the doors locked, all right?
Why would I do that?
I just worry about you because I'm not there. Just do it for me, okay?
Now, you know no one gonna come in my house in our little town.
Yeah, just do it for me, okay? It make me feel better.
Only because it make you feel better. After all, you got a gift. I guess I ought to listen, right?
Right.
All right. Well, there's a new Western on TV, so I'm going to let you go.
All right. Enjoy.
All right.
I miss you.
I miss you, too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Click.
That was so wholesome. That was adorable.
Oh, my Mima.
Who's
Mima? My Mima.
Fuck, I love Mima.
Mima sounds really sweet.
Mima, I'm the St. Bernard.
Ruckus.
With Ruckus, the fat St. Bernard.
How fat does a St. Bernard have to be?
Real fat.
Yeah. Are we talking about a belly dragger or
what? Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well,
hey, he lost 9 pounds,
He's
sir.
Lost 8 pounds. He's eight. Leaving heart disease in the dust.
He ain't leaving much else.
And on that note, we will end our session for today.
Aww.
Ruckus.
Now get out of my house.
Uncanny Valley Cancer Cell is created and produced by Buckle Nagel and Stephen Pope. The players are Garrett Schmigel as Vic, Deanna Venable as Darla, Michael Morris as JD, Stephen Pope as James Wolfe, and John Tompkins as Mason, with Buckle Nagel running the game. Hunter the Vigil 2nd Edition is produced and published by Onyx Path Publishing. Find us online at Uncanny Show on Twitter and www.uncannyvalleyshow.com. Make sure you check out Wild Cards, Experience Pointers, and other Saving Throw Show productions on the Saving Throw Network. And hey, have a good night.